And good evening. Oh, wow, wow, wow. How can I start with good evening, guys? How can I start with good evening? Probably because of last night's intense discussion, but we're here on the Brand Conversation. And as we've transitioned from the Tech Eagle, handover scenario there with France, in terms of just your discussion with or about the pros and the cons of drones, do understand, guys, we're now heading into sort of like the branding, marketing, almost businessy kind of discussion point. But this is your Brand Conversation. Just keep it at that. On today's session, we're going to start off with an intense discussion point. This one is intense because of the understanding that has been associated with it. And it's all about the realm of public relations. Now, just to jog your memory, public relations, guys, is a subset of marketing, of the overall marketing philosophy. The same with branding, the same with advertising. But in most corners here in Namibia, if you had to do a little exercise, with people, just as a discussion point, in terms of gauging what their understanding of public relations is, or what their understanding of marketing is, or what their understanding of communications is, or what their understanding of media is, remember that all four of those concepts, to one extent, are not the same. But that one of them features as the umbrella concept of some of them. Because if you say media can be someone working in the IT sector, meaning they can be literally a information technology technician. They can be someone there. Or they can literally just be a journalist. Whether the person has certifications or degrees or diplomas, that's a totally different question. When you get to the realm of taking a look at marketing, a lot of understanding is thrown that public relations is marketing. And marketing is public relations. No, it is not. It is not. And technically, in that same approach, that is where majority of the misunderstandings take place. Because if you have ever seen, guys, in terms of vacancy adverts here in Namibia, and this, the reason why I'm indicating that it's going to be an intense discussion, because this is going to be session one of this intense discussion, and because I'm also going to have, voices come on, and in terms of sharing what is the difference of marketing, what is public relations, or what is communication, that is where our sort of like intense, discussions will be born from. But in today's session, there's all about laying the groundwork, getting you entrenched in said groundwork. Now, starting off with today's discussion, understand, guys, public relations is most commonly, associated in one or other way with one or other of the other mediums or the other communication strands. Let me put it like that, communication strands. Now, way in the beginning of this year's sessions of the Brand Conversation, I indicated to you what marketing encompasses. Marketing encompasses everything from advertising to logistics and distribution to supply chain management to production to products to design. And that's all to do with a product that you're going to sell to a consumer or a customer, to price establishment of the price, to understanding the consumer buyer behaviors or customer buying behaviors, on market entries or how to penetrate a market or how to come into a market as a new player. All those concepts. And then you still have to factor in marketing research. Because to say public relations and marketing is the same thing is the biggest fallacy. Yes, guys, I'm using, not an oftenly used English word, but it's the biggest fallacy. It's not a lie, but it's also not a truth. It's the biggest fallacy that exists, out there in the world. Now, starting off with our discussion, here's what we've got to look at in terms of understanding public relations. Now, public relations obviously has the two components, the one in its name, in its title, public, and then you've got relations. So, if you had to look at it in its basic form, it's all about maintaining a sort of like a means, a channel of communication between publics and an organization. Publics and an organization. Just have that in mind. Always have that concept in mind. There are publics and an organization. The organization communicates with publics, whether they are internal or external. Also maintain that. Because you can have a communications department in your organization, and in most cases, they would try to talk internally or communicate internally or externally. And sometimes you have organizations that have a communications department and a public relations department. Because the communications department has or includes a marketing executives and other kinds of, like media officers or content writers or copywriters in that department, where the public relations guys are just one or two executives in it. Now, for us to get the bare bones understanding of public relations also has another concept in terms of, or another approach or misperception, or sort of like a, misunderstood perspective, that it's also about spinning. Spinning. We'll get to spinning. But you might have seen this a lot. And this is usually associated to chief executives, politicians, various other notable important figures in societies, because they make use of public relations platforms, and public relations platforms is all about an organization staying in communication or in contact with publics. But if we have to get it down to its bare bones understanding of what public relations is, public relations is a set of techniques and strategies that are related to managing how information about an individual or a company is disseminated to the public. How information is disseminated. So it's not to say that it's a science. No, it's not a science. But it is a management process. Now, this specifically is associated towards media. Because in most cases, a lot of journalists also do not understand how public relations officers also work or function. And I mean, here on Eagle FM, we've spoken to, various I don't want to say entities, but people that can shed some light on information and how information is shared in Namibia. We had the Access to Information or the Access to Information Coalition in terms of them indicating how information sometimes works and is disseminated between various organizations, publics, as well as also various realms within the country. Then we've had, the representatives coming on from various media houses also to share their frustrations in terms of how they interact with PROs. But understanding how the PROs also function, this is where such a session comes from. Because it's crucial to note that a PRO isn't like a walking, talking library. Sometimes they are managing what you can ask them and what information you want from them. They are managing it. Now, let's understand this. The primary goal of public relations is to disseminate important organizational or company or individual news and events. Important. Maintain a brand image and to put a positive spin on negative events to minimize any fallout that these negative events can cause. It's crucial for you to understand this. Now, the other aspect also of public relations is also that it may also occur in the form of a company press release, a news conference, interviews with journalists, social media postings, or other venues. Adding on to that, every individual or entity operating within the public eye also faces the spread of information about them or the practices or their practices to the public. While public relations is an industry unto itself, because it is, any attempt to portray oneself in a certain way to others can be considered a form of public relations. That last sentence, guys, is specifically critical for you to identify the kinds of people that will always speak to the public, or that would always address the public in cases of various important platforms. I'll mention the most important one that we always have to listen, that we always have to tune into, even here on Eagle FM, on the 15th of every month. That being the COVID-19 briefings from State House. First and foremost, this is where the most important person in our country, the president, and also a select few of his cabinet ministers, have the opportunity to speak directly to us. You, me, yes, us, the rest of Namibia. And the information from those sessions comes directly out of there, from their mouths, from what they are reading to us, what they prepared to share with us. There is no ad hoc or arbitrary, you know, sort of like actions taking place. It is all planned. It is all planned. And that's the essence upon which public relations also functions under, that it has to be planned. There's some form of control that is applied. Now, from said perspective, you get the next kind of controlled mechanism taking place. Now, chief executive officers are in essence around the world, chief executive officers love public relations. There's probably a handful of CEOs here in Namibia that can talk directly to the public, meaning through a journalist or through a communication medium. But essentially, they are supposed to be sort of like the front runners from an organization to say, yes, I will talk. No one talks to the public without the CEO first addressing what needs to be done. Sometimes it takes a lot of time before they address any concerns or any discussion points that that are associated to the organization that they represent. However, this is what public relations is all about. Now, it's crucial, guys, that we need to see it in the light or in the realm or in the perspective or in the eye that it wants to be seen. I say this because public relations, guys, also has a lot of a waiting game associated to it. If you know what the waiting game is when a public wants to know, wants information. A public wants to know the concerns as to why something happened. If you guys remember the 20 people that died, no, not the 20, but the 12 people that died in a tavern. But before that, we're going to go into ad. Gusa etokoro lyouhunga. Lipopera nyamoge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno urugansi sungumi. Moktura mwe hundiro liye yowamba zuma wakoko, zimo guwana kuma pukuru gomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kono morozo ye utantantatu zime, ntatwe utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingura ko Facebook, ko VMMC Namibia.
This is a public announcement from the Electoral Commission of Namibia. This is regarding the Swakopmund Regional Council by election. The Electoral Commission of Namibia, ECN, will conduct regional council by elections in Swakopmund constituency on the 12th of August 2022. The by election will ensure that eligible registered voters in Swakopmund constituency have the opportunity to elect the regional councillor of their choice for this particular constituency. Polling venues will open from 7 a.m. in the morning to 9 p.m. at night. Fixed points will open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. These fixed points will be Tamariskia Lutheran Church, Westside High School, Mahetago Hall, Swakopmund Secondary School, Coastal Herman Gmeiner High School, Swakopmund International Youth Hostel,
Meduletu Community Hall, Hanganeni Primary School. Hanganeni Primary School, and this has 2 points, A and B. DRC School Project and Community Center, Swakopmund Primary School Hall, Mile 4 Caravan Park, Atlantic Junior Primary School, Kerklike Maatskaplike Raadsaal, that's also known as the NG Church, DRC Fire Brigade Open Space, Matutura Municipal Container, Platsam Meer, the mall, John Avasep Primary School, Vrede Rede, Matutura Open Space A, Matutura Open Space B, DRC New Block Extension 23, known as Wagdar, Tamariskia Primary School, Namap Primary School, DRC Lutheran Church A, DRC Lutheran Church B. There are also mobile teams associated to this by-election. You've got Team 301 at Guanicontes, which will operate between 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. And secondly, at Swakop Rivier Plots, also known as Moonlight Resort, from 2 p.m. in the afternoon to 9 p.m. at night. Team 302, which is also one of the other mobile teams, will operate at Swakopmund Retirement Village, strictly for residents and staff only. And that will be from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the morning. The second one for Team 302 will also be at Velvicia Old Age Home, strictly for residents and staff as well. And that will be from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Lastly, Team 302 will be at the State Hospital Swakopmund for strictly for patients and staff members only from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. that night. The third mobile team, Team 303, will operate from the first point, being the police cells, Swakopmund Town, strictly for inmates and staff members only from 7 a.m. in the morning to 11 a.m. Then secondly, they will head on to the prison for inmates and staff members as well only from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. And then lastly, they will operate at School O Christian Academy in Kramersdorf from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at night. Remember, only eligible registered voters for Swakopmund constituency will be able to vote during this by-election. Go to vote. Your vote counts. Now, as we come back from our extended break right there, and in terms of where we ended off, you've got to know, guys, that with public relations, there is a control mechanism or a control practice taking place. That said, control practice, control mechanism, is all about sometimes the waiting game and sometimes not the waiting game, sometimes also the investigations that need to be taking place, but the public always considers it to be the waiting game. Now, understand, guys, I'm going to use, although it's not a very good example, but I'm going to use this example of just what happened 2 weeks back. If you guys remember in the pub or club scenario there in the Eastern Cape of South Africa where the 20 youngsters, were found collapsed and dead in this club on Saturday morning. This is born out of the situation where the public from that specific township or area, they wanted immediate answers. By the end of that week, believe you me, guys, by the end of that week, the police department in that South African bureau or in that South African constituency had not provided clarity as to the cause of the death at that stage. By the end of that week, they had not provided it yet. Those people were only, buried. Not last week, but just, it was 3 weeks back. So that following Saturday, because the following Saturday is where the shooting incident also occurred in the two different areas. Now, from that scenario of the tavern, the public were waiting on the police ministry communicate to us. Even here in Namibia, you have various examples of the public indicating that there is something wrong. They want an answer. And there's always this protracted period. Now, as I mentioned, guys, that's usually considered to be the investigation phase, meaning they're acquiring, information, or they are trying to understand what actually happened in order to respond. Now, that usually comes from a governmental ministry or from a department or from a representation of a department. For example, like the police. Sometimes the police are very quick to provide the information because they are the closest to a community. They're the closest. We saw it here in the capital when the mayor was just also 3 weeks back. Was it 3 weeks? Yeah, 3 weeks back or 4 weeks back when she was arrested here in the capital. Now, two narratives also came out of that. Remember, the mayor is from one specific party, the political party. The police themselves are a function of the state. The police, they are a function of the state. Now, both entities have their own public relations units. And for you guys, if you've ever seen this, even if it's here on Eagle FM, in terms of our daily news programs that we brought to you, when we also brought you that specific news item, there were two responses given. One coming from the political party that the mayor is from. And I'm purposefully omitting the party's name because it's not about drawing much attention to them, but if you want to go look at the exercise, just the exercise of understanding public relations in its purity and in its pure form, look at the two positions that were taken up. Now, the first position was the conflict scenario of what happened. The mayor came out to a community emergency, just for the sake of using the word emergency in that sense, because she was roped in by someone that called her to this event. And then the police decided to show up. Then a conflict scenario erupted. From the conflict scenario, we then saw what were, you know, the resulting actions that took place. The mayor was taken into custody, was arrested and taken into custody with handcuffs, literally, and taken away. Now, from that point on, two narratives came about. Now, both these narratives come from a public relations perspective. The one was based upon that this political party indicated one of their politicians was arrested unjustly. You also have to look at sometimes the language that is used, you know, the tone that it is written in. That is also sometimes how public relations buys either favor with the public, or they also gain some sort of, it's almost like buying sympathy, you know, it's a positive displacement that they're trying to achieve. And secondly is what the police also issued to the public. And the police had a sort of like a different account of events. Now, here's the thing. Unfortunately, in the realm of public relations, when you see a public relations fight break out between two organizations, you always have to look with the one that has the most evidence to submit. That can be video as well as also audio. Because now everything is taking place in the realm of the public. It's taking place in the realm, it's technically an information war. Let's call it what it was, an information battle, not an information war. It was an
Ushua kokusha oshikwiririmba oshina hepero momunyo vyetu peva peyuva. Monao po Global Parts tunova ungure ovapuike odhonongo nova harupu okukuvatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyovikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes Benz, Audi, BMW nui natwa weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no Topra. Tuvadha po Mura Rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Now we come back from our short break and just indicating that where we left off. Guys, you don't know how lucky you sometimes might be when you see a public relations battle take place. Now, I'm slightly excited here because of, you know, talking this, because it's a conversation point I've actually held out for a long time and then bringing it here on the brand conversation. But I see there's first a caller coming through. Let me first get them in. Eagle FM, good morning.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Finding you, Uncle Bona. How are you doing?
Thanks. Long time now. How are you doing?
It's okay. I'm a bit excited for this morning's discussion. How are you doing, Uncle Bonner?
No, thank God. It's just, you know, everything has to be fine.
Mm.
So, but you can't say really, you know, it's not good. Maybe you might not be thankful for the mercy of God.
Uncle Bonner, do you wish to say, like they say in Afrikaans, on skani klani?
But we are not complaining.
Eh? Yeah. Oh, we cannot complain. We cannot.
We cannot complain. Yes, we cannot complain.
Yeah.
So, because if you complain, you must be thankful sometimes.
Yeah.
That's what the life you are in.
Yeah.
The fact that you get a chance to lecture to us here and giving us your things and research, now you are here. You know, you started with this commodity-based trading.
Mm.
Then yesterday or Monday or yesterday, you were out on the demand and supply.
Mm. Of commodities, especially.
Of commodity. Because we started with commodity when you were giving us an example of a cow.
Mm.
Or the products that you get from the product from the cow.
Yeah.
And how the value addition from that time when we just slaughter and things like that.
Yeah.
And I commented that I say I love the idea, I love the strategy that Mitiko and stakeholders have taken to make sure that our people on that side on the red line, those areas are neglected, being neglected in terms of development.
Yeah.
Manufacture, industry, and things like that.
Yeah.
You guys, you have been importing our jobs, our resources, our personnel, and everything here to help to develop you, to help you develop here. Mm. So, but now it's time for you now to start assisting us, you understand?
Mm. Must I assist now, Angabona?
No, to assist us in the bomb, you know, so that at least I heard today they are talking about having some kind of alliance with the municipalities and things like that with the rural area.
Mm.
Because we are no longer talking about rural migration to urban area. So we are reversing that concept so that we should start having a Biritongo factory and all this, whatever, anything that you can find here. Why can't we find it there if we have got more animals?
Yeah.
So what I was saying is that it is also very important because some of those initiatives are in place. They are there.
Yeah.
So maybe we just need to work on them to see how we can revive some of those structures that were somehow dying.
Mm.
In fact, some of them were dead.
Yeah.
That's why we need to appreciate the leadership, the strategic, the vision they have to see how they can reform and do all these kind of things. So I don't know whether you still have you are still in favor of bringing the animals and meat from that side to here.
Now, I mean, Angabona, if the, let's say the market operators in that sense that participate in that function of firstly, if they could apply a CBT function, you know, between Namibia and Ghana to get beef or meat that is from the NCA platform to Ghana, then the same kind of concept.
I met the chief executive officer and I congratulated him on this thing. The meat is gone already. They were in the newspaper when they were having the thing.
Mm.
So is there no other country that we can use? But the thing is that apart from meat, we want also now to convert the milk into Biritongos and all these other things.
Mm.
The butter, milk in the butter, and all cheese and all these kind of things.
Yeah, the extra value that can be generated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And those who are on the agriculture, climate change, adaptation measures are being implemented. The financial institutions are sponsoring those things. And I think they are there. So the only thing is that maybe you need, in conclusion, before finishing the time, it is also important, maybe since you are talking about public relations officers, Because some of these opportunities, economic opportunities that are existing, you know, those OMAS, those line ministry, state-owned enterprise and everything. So they need to seriously communicate these things. Because sometimes you see some kind of gap in terms of communication.
Yeah.
And these initiatives, these development initiatives, these things I'm not talking about, for us, we are fully on the ground. That's why our project, you see them there, they are running, they are generating income. And the men, women are engaging. So we seriously need to start communicating this kind of information to the people. Let's take the opportunity that are there so that they can, you know, because so that people don't start coming to the urban areas.
Yeah.
They stop coming to urban area and start developing their areas. But there is a need for facilitation.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So now it's fine, my brother. So let's be interacting. I know most of the time you come with your lecture and you give me. It's not that we can just take 2-3 minutes, 5 minutes, or whatever. So that, honestly speaking, because there might be some, you know, we are in that business and economic zone.
Yeah.
So we also just like used to call him. We listen when you people call him here, and we appreciate and we value his contribution. But sometimes it's also good for you to interact, because people are talking about our education system where you are just cramming. We are just cramming now or whatever. So let's engage. Let's still promote that teachers-learners-centered approach.
Exactly, Uncle Bona.
So that we don't leave. How are we going to assess now whether we have got those concepts that you're talking about? CBDT.
CBT.
Because I know most of our people, they have got livestock there. So how are they going to sell their products now? I mean, the animals.
Exactly.
And get income.
Exactly.
And then they start also, when you kill your animals there, maybe at Mythic or wherever, those are about you. So they give you your skin also to go and transform it into your shoes and belt and other things.
Exactly.
So thank you very much.
No problem, Uncle Bona. See you again.
Okay, bye.
Now, as we come back from, just before we hit the next ad break, and as mentioned, guys, the discussions with regards to the essence or the foundations or understanding how public relations sometimes functions is it's all about managing communication channels. It's managing between the organization and the publics. The public can both be internal and external. And where we left off was I gave you the example, the clearest example of where a public relations battle actually took place between two organizations, one being political, one being that of a state functioning entity, the police. Now, if you've ever seen a public relations battle take place, guys, you should consider yourself lucky, because there are two stories being told. And it helps you sometimes as the public or as a viewer or as a reader or, you know, just someone that is consuming this message, that's consuming these two differing accounts of one event. Remember that there was one event that took place, and both entities gave their versions of this event. Remember, both organizations gave their versions of this one event. Now, it was crucial to see because it is placed in the public realm. And let's understand here, guys, sometimes the public now being you and me, the lay person, the person on the street, you know, the ordinary person. It sometimes helped or is sometimes, you know, when communicating to a public that the aim is to be in a positive placement somewhere. So is that no crisis management or crisis information situation occurs. That's sometimes the essence with public relations. Now, in that same regard, guys, with what happened to the mayor, you had the mayor's, you know, organization come out representing her, to represent her, and then indicate certain, you know, their accusations of some form. And then you had the police coming out, trying to say that they are still are trying to understand what happened on the ground, according to their sort of like internal investigation on the matter. Now, right there, guys, you have to see that this is between two organizations, because sometimes public relations, if you see it, there's only one organization that can actually enact public relations, and the other side cannot. The other side cannot. One key thing also sometimes to see is when you have to look at workers' strikes. Workers' strikes is also one of the best ways to see a public relations battle take place. And workers' strikes is what we've been seeing for the past 2 years now, since 2020, or actually from 2019, if you extend it a little bit further. And these strikes have always been communicated by the unions on the one part. But on the other part, if you want to hear, you know, from the employers, you know, why are the people that work for you going to a strike? The companies, the organizations, and sometimes they are also like the government scenario, they don't want to talk. So you consistently hear one side, meaning only the unions talking. Now, you and I know in the broader space of life and the broader space of everyday life, you can't just live with one side. It's like having just listened to the Bible, but there's nothing else countering what the Bible is telling you. So now you're just sitting there and understanding, you know, why? Don't worry, guys. I brought in the Bible specifically for that example, because in most cases, if you have to look at a religious perspective, religion is also one of the best public relations perspectives that just speaks from one side without trying to listen, or with you, or allowing you to try and listen to other sides. It sometimes happens, it sometimes doesn't. Depends on what your denomination is. Now, from such a perspective, guys, one side always has the right to participate in this public relations battle or not. They have it. They own this right. You cannot take it away. But, like I said, in worker strikes or in industry strikes or industrial strikes, you just hear one side consistently. Consistently. So you don't get the full picture even, because if you try to talk to the other side that is being accused of, you know, not meeting demands or not meeting certain aspects, they don't want to talk. It's a right that they own, because the public relations representatives from that organization will say, no, don't talk. Sometimes it's a lawyer that will say, no, don't talk. Don't talk. But there's always the notion of communication. Now, when you have to understand public relations, in sort of like as we are heading towards the second or the third part of our fourth part, sorry, the fourth quarter of our program, and for us to understand public relations, it's not inherent in the definition, but PR is often thought of as spin.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Now, just coming back from our quick break, and how you sometimes see public relations, guys, is that public relations is always considered as spin. Doesn't matter about which public, doesn't matter about which section or segment of a public sphere, whether it's workers in a company or the rest of an employee base in a company, whether it's management, whether it's the greater public, whether it's let's say counselors from a political party, whether it's school children. Doesn't matter what it is, they will always see something as spin. They will always see public relations as spin, especially if it has to do with addressing a concern or addressing a specific event that has taken place. Now, this aspect as how public relations is viewed as, is sometimes associated with the goal or with the goal that public relations aims to achieve in being to present the person, the company, or a brand in the best possible light. Yes, guys, that is what public relations aims to do. Representation. Representation. I'll even throw this example in here a lot of times. I mean, there was so many examples in terms of how journalists interact with public relations officials, especially from government agencies and government departments and government ministries. But it has always been a selfish perspective that the journalists would always take, because the journalists always thought that the PROs are like, you know, a 7-Eleven, a 24-hour shop. I can call you any time of the day, no matter where you are. And this has been a sentiment that a lot of journalists always share. I mention it because I've seen the sentiments on WhatsApp groups as well as also in the greater public. And even it has been publicly been, you know, sort of like displayed to the greater public as well. Now, here's the thing, what a lot of journalists don't realize about public relations officers. Public relations officers don't work for you. This is the truth. A public relations officer does not work for the public. They work for the organization, the company, the brand, the individual. Because even celebrities have public relations officers. Even celebrities have them. And the main aim of a PRO is to ensure that the image of the organization, the government, the ministry, the company, the brand, the celebrity is in the best positive position. You see, I even used hyperbole. You know, I overemphasized on certain phrases. Best positive. You know, I exaggerated so much. I used best positive next to each other. But that is what they aim to do. To achieve the best positive placement. That means the image is maintained. A positive image. And even trying to surpass it when a crisis comes about. You've got to manage it to a new height of positivity. Or new height of positiveness. And that's essentially what PROs aim to do. In marketing, if you've ever had to identify the representatives in a company, if you're a sales representative, you know, if your company is doing business with another company, there was always a classification of how to identify the decision maker, the buyer, the gatekeeper, one of the other representatives sometimes. But the last three people that I mentioned, the decision maker and the buyer and the gatekeeper, are technically almost at one time either the same person or they are three different people. A gatekeeper, guys, is a receptionist, a help desk person, a security guard, what else? It's usually a foot soldier person for an organization in a foot soldier position. If it's not in a foot soldier position, it's someone that is very close to the decision maker and the buyer. Very close to the decision maker and a buyer. I myself personally, for anyone who has had to sell products to customers, you have met so many gatekeepers. You would have met so many gatekeepers in your career. Gatekeepers exist for a reason. And a PRO is a gatekeeper. A PRO is a gatekeeper. If not, then they're probably the most important gate. A gate, a literal gate, literally and figuratively, a gate. Not a gatekeeper, just they're also a gate to try and, you know, access. Now, this understanding, guys, is that it's all about generating good press or good publicity. There is still other discussion points that, you know, that spin off or that stem from public relations, for example, like exposure. Exposure, what it is, what it aims to do, and publicity. But it's all about generating positive exposure. And that's what public relations officers aim to do, PROs, or the practice of PR. Now, PR also, you have to understand, is essential to any company's success, especially when shares in a company are publicly traded and the value of a share depends on the public's confidence in a company or a brand. Have you guys ever seen, in terms of when you have to look at stock market indices or their discussions that are held about them, especially if you have to look at the likes of like CNN and BBC when they talk about stock markets and the FTSE and the NASDAQ and, you know, all that kind of technical jargon that they love using. Somewhere in there, public relations takes place. Now, I gave you some insights in last night's discussion on the Business and Economic Zone about how commodity prices are set, how this is determined, what specific terminologies you've got to look out for and try to understand in terms of how a commodity's price is traded, how a commodity is traded, who impacts on the price of a commodity, and so on. Because the very basic understanding of, you know, from a supplier or producer or manufacturer to consumer understanding of a supply chain setup does not just cut it, because there's another system happening somewhere else. Now, it's the same scenario with public relations that impacts, especially on companies that trade publicly on stock markets. Remember, if you go to a stock market as a company and you make available shares, it's also known as an IPO, meaning their first initial product, their first initial offering or public offering, the IPOs. The moment you make shares available on a public platform like stock market or an exchange, right? Public relations is part and parcel of that listing. Because if, for example, like what happened with Twitter, when Elon Musk decided to, offer to the board of Twitter his first initial offering in terms of the amount he wants to buy Twitter for. What happened was, when that word came out, he wants to buy Twitter. Twitter's value in their stock value, their share value, increased. Just last week when he told Twitter, I don't want to buy you anymore, the value of Twitter stocks and Twitter shares on a stock market decreased. Now, do you see what public relations can do? And that comes directly from Elon Musk playing his own PR game on Twitter. He has a Twitter account and he plays his own PR game. So you can even see the manipulation impact that public relations also has, that public relations also makes use of. One of the best international public figures that used social media for their public relations mechanisms in order to impact or affect public discussions and public sentiments was the former US President Donald Trump. He would always run to Twitter, post something, whether it be a negative or positive comment about someone. He would always do that. He was playing his own public relations game. His account was suspended or banned twice. It was then reopened, or he would reopen a new one. But he was playing his own public relations game. Now, as we only have 5 minutes still left of the session, I'm just going to be indicating to you the types of public relations that you can identify and that you will find out in the broader space. That's now in everyday life, either of corporate or organizational operations. Now, the types of public relations that exist it's a handful of them, because they are specific ones and then there are broad ones. The broad ones, we start off with the first few. So you get media relations, product production relations, investor relations, internal relations, government relations, community relations, and customer relations. Even on the sense of customer relations, sometimes it is extended towards frontline staff. Because It's up to a company or an organization to say, listen, do you want to have two different kinds of PROs operating in two different kinds of realms of communicating with publics, or do you just want to empower one department, let's say your customer service department, and the PRO from, or the communications person from this perspective that runs the PRO desk, then just, you know, sort of like manages from a distance. It's up to a company or organization how they structure themselves. Now, just finalizing these different types of public relations, because our discussion, guys, is big. It is big and it's intense. I said it's intense because the examples exist out there. Now, firstly, with media relations, this is an emphasis of forging a strong relation with the public media organizations. This is where PROs actively have sort of like relations with media, with news companies, with newspapers, with radio stations, with TV stations that have news programs. They keep these relations. They maintain these relations. Now, media relations teams often work directly with external media by directly delivering them with company news, providing them with validated content sources, and also being accessible for public comment on other news stories. It's exactly that function. It's to maintain some relation with the media. The next one about production relations is closely related to a direct operations of a company, because this is where this department, this PRO department, supports broad marketing plans and is often related to a specific one-time endeavor, such as the launch of a new product, a specific special campaign, or even the management of a major product change. Even that. So it's a one-time, it'll be like a consultant. It'll be like a consultant. Because the UN loves those consultancy services, short-term contracts, short-term engagements, and usually in most cases, it's all about one or other communication function. The next one before we end off on today's program, segment for today, because public relations, we will still have it for tomorrow's discussion point, but you get the next one, which is all about investor relations. And this is an oversight of the relationship between the company and its investors. The company and its investors, which technically is its board members. Now, this aspect of public relations also handles investor events, oversees the communication of release of financial reports, and also handles the complaints of investors. Now, ultimately, we ended off there for today's discussion. Let's see each other again tomorrow, still on the same discussion point, as well as also we will delve a little bit deeper. But this is also for us to understand public relations versus other departments and other functions, so that you can get some clarity. PR versus marketing, PR versus advertising, PR versus any other department in an organization, PR versus communications even. And on that note, let's see each other again later today on the Business and Economic Zone. And also same time, same place here on the Brand Conversation on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM.